USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea says that the Biden administration should avoid causing a stink if it wants peace to remain in the region. The sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Yo-jong, made the statement according to North Korean state news. The North Korean posturing comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are set to arrive in Seoul for talks with their South Korean counterparts. The White House also said Monday that the administration had reached out to the North Koreans but have so far been rebuffed. And some of the fencing around the Capitol building, erected following the deadly riots in January, is beginning to come down. Capitol Police will begin to remove portions of the outer perimeter fencing, move the inner perimeter fencing closer to the building, and remove the razor wire from the top of the fence. The moves will open up more street and sidewalk access around the Capitol complex. In a memo, the House Sergeant-at-Arms said there was no known credible threat against Congress that warrants the temporary security fencing. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Several Republican lawmakers visited the southern border on Monday amid the current immigration crisis. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And two men have been arrested for assaulting a Capitol Police officer during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. That officer, Brian Sicknick, later died. Julian Cater of Pennsylvania and George Tanios of West Virginia are charged with 9 counts and are facing up to 20 years in prison. The men are accused of using a chemical spray against officers during the riot. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks. It goes into pension plans and so forth. You were talking about your parents and about the fact that if interest rates goes up, if they've got something in savings. But what about those people that have got pension plans that rely on getting a rate of return out of investments that those pension plans have? This will impact people from all economic levels, not just the rich people.
And UConn women's head basketball coach Gino Auriemma has tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of the NCAA tournament. The school says the Hall of Fame coach is not currently experiencing any symptoms and is quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.